but they're just going to be secured for new homes.
And that was the Federal Housing Minister Claire O'Neill speaking to the ABC this morning. While we're talking budget, the Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has been selling the budget's energy policies, and he says that they will provide more fuel security for drivers and industry while also continuing to support electric vehicles and biofuels. However, the budget has disappointed energy and climate experts and advocates who say Australia could miss its renewable energy targets. And Annie Guest has the story.
To shore up fuel security amid global uncertainty, Labor's budget confirmed $10 billion to increase diesel and jet fuel supplies and establish a government-owned emergency reserve. Tim Buckley from Climate Energy Finance had hoped there'd be less support for fossil fuels, not more.
We missed the opportunity to put a 25% export levy on LNG. We missed the opportunity to reform the $11 billion a year diesel fuel rebate, and that is a massive budget missed opportunity.
And what measures do you welcome in this budget?
I think we have seen the Albanese government put a lot of money on the table over the last 4 years in electrification and decarbonisation. We've seen the enormous success of the home battery scheme. That comes at serious budget costs, $7.2 billion.
While the budget contains cuts to schemes promoting the manufacture of solar panels and batteries, there's more than $100 million to assist electricity grid management through a regulator for solar, batteries and EVs. And changes to fringe benefits tax on electric vehicles will help fund $40 million for regional and curbside charges. But Tim Buckley says it's not enough.
There was a missed opportunity to invest in electrification of our freight and our road transport sector and our mining sector in order to actually get us off the addiction to imported diesel in the first place.
The budget includes more than $500 million to establish the National Environmental Protection Agency with a focus on faster approvals for renewables projects. And there's a funding boost for the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and two other funds that deploy capital for decarbonisation projects. But Tim Buckley is worried about a new capital gains tax on foreign investors, which also affects renewables projects. It'll be 15% initially, climbing to 30%. And it'll be charged retrospectively back to 2006.
Well, I can understand why a group of investors who are getting no tax on their capital gains have now been slugged with it. I do think it's an own goal in that it's undermining foreign investor confidence in the Australian rules.
There's a 50% cut to support for floundering hydrogen development, reducing funding to about $1 billion. There's similar funding for biofuel development and to help a Gladstone aluminium smelter transition to renewable power. Amanda McKenzie is the CEO of the Climate Council.
The budget is pretty much status quo on renewable energy. It continues some of the important investment in renewables and electric vehicles. However, it gives a massive free kick for fossil fuels, more than $19 billion in subsidies and lost revenue.
Do you think that this budget makes it more or less likely that Australia will meet its 82% renewable energy target by 2030?
Australia can still certainly meet its renewable energy target, but it's about getting the planning environment right at a state and federal level.
The Grattan Institute's Tony Wood has a different view.
Look, this makes it less likely. If we got to 70% by 2030, I think that would be an amazing achievement to celebrate.
Tony Wood points to challenges progressing large-scale wind and solar farms and their transmission lines. The senior fellow in energy and climate change is disappointed the government hasn't taxed gas exporters.
Certainly suggests that geosecurity and other economic issues have very much outweighed the need for addressing energy and climate change priorities.
Energy is the largest contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, which the government is aiming to reduce by 62 to 70% below 2005 levels by 2030.